Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found us. And if you're returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. Today, I want to talk about embracing failure. I know nobody really wants to talk about embracing failure, and you know, it's just something that's been on my mind. Why? Oh, it's very simple. I fail at a lot of things, and why I say that is I find so many ways where things don't work, and I might be trying to do something and I might not be very successful at it because I've found many ways that it will not work, which eliminates a process of elimination for me because I have an opportunity to keep on growing, keep on learning, right? So why failure, right? Why do I want to talk about failure? First of all, what is failing? I think when we look at failure, it's our perspective, how we might see it, how we might look at it, how we might perceive it for ourselves, right? So I think of being, you know, when I fail at something, I'm unsuccessful, I might be falling short of something, or, you know, something that I might be trying to do, or something that I might be expecting or attempting to do, or even desire. So I believe that when I fail at something, it's just a way for me not to do that particular thing in that fashion, or if that makes sense to you, right? So I really want to talk about something that had me thinking. I don't know why I started to think about this, but when I was 16 years old, I was working for my father, and my father had this after hours club, and I just got tired of working for that scene. So I decided the only way I'm going to move away from him, or from, you know, the after hour club, was to basically jump out on my own, right? Find something where I can do on my own and, you know, pave my own road. And that's basically what I did. So one day I found this job. It was selling the New York Post on a street corner. Now, I want to give you a little background about myself. At 16 years of age, I was extremely shy. Didn't want to talk to anybody, so I needed to break out of that shell. And I had my father telling me this every single day. He said, "I don't know where you get being this shy and so quiet. Your mother sheltered you." I used to hear it all the time. So I decided to, you know, the funny thing is too, I might have been sheltered, I might have been shy, but when I felt comfortable around you, you couldn't shut me up. I would talk your ear off. You couldn't shut me up. So I knew I needed to break out of that shell. I had to do something to move me forward so I can start talking to perfect strangers. So I got this job selling the New York Post on a street corner, and believe me when I tell you, it's not as easy as it may sound or you may think, right? So they start you off with, I think it was a bundle of 25 or 50, and you just take the papers, you unstrap it, and then you just stand there and people, you know, see that you have the paper, and they would pay you. And I believe when I was 16, the New York Post was 25 cents. And I think it went up at 25 cents the year before, or the year 2 years before, something like that. Well, it was around 25 cents. So I want, and the reason why I'm telling you the price is because what I'm about to tell you is not going to make any sense. So I would have to have change on me so I can give people basically their change for a dollar or whatever the case may be. Or if they give you five, they want their change, and you have to be able to give them enough change. So I knew I had to have my own money in order to make change for people. So this is funny. My first day, I sold two papers. And the guy says, maybe this is just not for you. So he said, I'll try you for two more days. But if you don't increase your numbers, I'm gonna have to let you go. So I was like, dang, I can't let this happen. I have to figure out a way how to sell papers. And this guy comes up to me. He said, look, kid. You know, I was speaking to you earlier and you seem real shy, but you're going to have to break out of that being shy bit, you know, or else you won't make it out here. So I was like, well, what do you do? He says, well, you got to tell them you have the paper. Everybody has to know you have the paper, and it's important to read your paper, not the paper on the newsstand, not anyone else's paper, but it's important to pick up your paper and read it. So I had to basically figure out a way to grab everyone's attention. So I said, I went back on my third day. He said, look, I might have to let you go. I said, no, I think I got just give me one more day. So I said, let me take two bundles. He said, kid, I'm not doing that. So I said, if I sell it fast enough, could I come back and get another bundle? He said, I got to see this. So I took the bundle. And before I got to work, I had bought the New York Post, and I read the New York Post from front to the back cover and knew practically every story there is. And what I would do is say, hey, check it out. And I'll yell about what's in the paper, what people can find. And then if the bus stop, people were like, here, kid. And next thing I know, they were just giving fives. They were giving ones, and they didn't care about the change. So before you knew it, 40 minutes went by. I'm done with 50 papers. I had to run back, go get another bundle. And before you know, when I got home, when I counted all the money that I had like $90 in tips. So I blew 2 days because I was shy. From that point on, you never, never heard me be quiet. Every day I was so loud, got the paper, and it got to the point where people wanted to see me yell, wanted to see me wave the papers across my head like I'm crazy, like I'm waving airplanes or something. And it was mad. I mean, the amount of money for entertaining people, because that's what it was. It was entertainment. And I realized that. I said, man, these people are just saying, here's five, here's 10, keep the change, kid. And I'm like, wow, that was mind blowing. And I know this talk is about failure, but that was a huge success. However, we were getting a stipend for $65 on every Wednesday, and they saw just how much tips people were starting to bring in, that they took away the stipend and you basically had to just work for the tips. Well, eventually when they did that, that's when I left. But anyway, just goes to show you, I kept going back. Those 2 days when I went home, I didn't went home and forget about what I did or how I failed or how I was unable to sell all my newspapers. What I did was say, I need to get out of my shell, in essence, get out of my own way and figure out how could I sell these papers. So I failed my first 2 days and made a big jump thereafter. So I had to shift my perspective so I could turn my failure into a success. Does that make sense? So instead of viewing my failure as a setback, I had a learning opportunity. I took those 2 days and said, what could I change to become successful at selling newspapers? You know, so every failure provided a lesson, and those lessons it gives us opportunities to grow and become stronger, become wiser, because I would say become wiser, especially when you go home and you try to figure out, all right, I was being myself and was not really selling anything. And I was being not really myself. I was being less than myself, because myself, my average self, you can't get me to shut up. So what I had to do was be me. Yeah. Forget being scared. Forget, I don't know these people. So it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say. What matters is I can get these newspapers sold and become successful at it. Well, that was a learning curve for me. My first 2 days were a failure, but thereafter, it was no longer failing at that. But I went on to move on and do different things. But my point is, understanding failure is normal. I mean, we have to realize by embracing failure, we have an opportunity to grow. We have an opportunity to become stronger and wiser and do all of those awesome things that we really are capable of doing. Everyone fails at some point in their lives. We have to realize whatever it is that we're trying to do, it's okay if we fail. But fail fast, fail hard, so you can learn and grow and become successful at what it is that you're trying to achieve, do, or experience. So that was the whole key of embracing failure, you know, analyzing what went wrong and identifying how you can improve on upon what it is that you did wrong or what it is that you didn't do right, so you can make better decisions in the future to become successful. Now, I've learned something, and I continue to learn from my failures. And I don't know about you, but I learn every single day. I learn that it's not really about me. It's about how I can help someone else be all that they can be. How I can help someone else grow and blossom into the wonderful person that they were intended to be. So, in embracing failure, we have to have emotional strength. Yes, we have to have the capability to manage our emotions, and we have to manage them in an effective way. We have to be able to learn how to cope with stress and maintain a positive outlook. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't know if you ever worked in customer service. Customer service, some people in customer service, no matter how belligerent you may become over the phone or in person, these people keep it intact and keep it together. Some people, not all. I mean, I've worked customer service, and some people have worked my last nerve. We're to the point where I had to get up, stand up, and woo-saw, take a moment, take a breath, take a breather. Yes, but being optimistic, I'm going to tell you right now, holding hope that you can do better and being positive, having a positive attitude towards life and focus on opportunities rather than dwelling on the mistakes and the problems that, like for instance, let's say if you're in the sales, right? And you go in and you're doing a presentation and they didn't buy what you were selling. So you go back home and you try to replay what you've done wrong. Instead of, you know, it's okay to analyze what you've done wrong and make improvements, but don't get stuck there. Don't analyze and stay there and bash yourself in the head for the things that you did wrong. Now it's time to dust off your shoes and say, you know what? I did this wrong, but I see here, if I do this, this would be a whole lot better. It would make my presentation flow and transition smoother into the next phase. Well, that's the same thing with everything we do in life. If it doesn't work, we have to find something that does, right? And that is what we're talking about. Being optimistic, saying, okay, I know that no matter what I do, if it doesn't work this way, if it doesn't work that way, I'm going to keep a positive frame of mind and I'm going to make sure that I jot down what it is that I need to do and make sure that I can move forward. Right? So I want to do that. I want you to do that. I want you to not get stuck and say to yourself, man, I should have did it this way. Oh man. No, don't get stuck with that. Just know next time you can do it that way. And if it doesn't work, you know you got two ways that it don't work, two ways that you're not going to do it again, and you have to keep going, moving forward, keep putting that foot forward. All right, so that is pretty much why I talk about embracing failure, because failure gives you that opportunity. It gives you an opportunity to set realistic expectations. And, you know, you want to have an opportunity to say, here's where I'm going to grow. I'm going to grow in this area because I know that I have a weakness in this area. So what are the things that I can do to strengthen myself in this area? So you have to say, all right, I know I'm not perfect, but how could I become better at doing this so I can make sure I do well when I'm trying to help others? Does that make sense? All right, so I want you to embrace failure like never before, because if you do, you're going to grow a whole lot faster. You're going to embrace the process of learning, and you're going to be growing and evolving, and you'll find that failure becomes less daunting. It becomes a thing of the past. It just, you know, that failure is part of life. It's like, you know, your hands get dirty, I gotta go wash my hands. Failure becomes like that. It's a process. It's a process. It's every day you probably fail at something and don't even realize it and don't even think about it, because what you're doing is probably on autopilot. But, you know, something, you realize, okay, this didn't work, so I'm going to hurry up and do it this way. Yes, but I'm talking about those things that are big. I'm talking about the big things in life that you are trying to go after. Those things, don't let failure stop you. And the little things is fine. You can tweak those things and move forward quickly. But the big items, the big things that you're trying to do, don't let failing a test stop you from moving forward. Keep on studying to pass that test. Don't let you being turned down from a job stop you from keep going and moving forward in the field that you want to work in. Keep going. See how you can become an asset and show how valuable you can be to that company or to the next company that you try. Am I offering enough value in my resume? How do I look when I go to this job offer? Is my teeth clean? Is my hair properly groomed? Is my clothes pressed and looking clean? And am I looking sharp? Do I hold my head up high? And do I be there in the moment, looking them straight in their eye? Because you want to know why you want to look them straight in their eye? Because you just like them. That's it. They're a person, you're a person. Forget the titles in the room for a moment. And know that this is your time. You were meant to be successful. Because that's what it's all about. It's about you being resilient, being adaptable, being better equipped to handle your challenges in life. So whatever it is that you're going after, whatever you're trying to achieve, know that you can embrace failure and let it become part of your ongoing process to achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Hey, I know that we have to live in reality, and I know that failure is an inevitable part of our life. But I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't have to be a break moment for us. And what I mean by that, it doesn't have to stop our motion. It doesn't have to stop our progress. It doesn't have to stop us from moving forward. We are resilient people. We are successful. We are tenacious. We keep going no matter what. And you deserve what you're trying to achieve. Hey, look, my name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast. I hope that, you know, you listen to something, and I hope it resonated with you. And I hope you just go out there and embrace your failures and just keep moving forward. Because let me tell you something. We need you. We need your ingenuity. We need your mind. We need your beautiful smile. We need your intelligence in this world. And we need your heart, your compassion, your drive to succeed. We need it. So show up for yourself. I told someone this the other day. I said, I see you work hard on your job, but I want you to also work equally hard, if not harder, on yourself. Because you can work hard all day long for someone else, but when your body fails you, you're no good to yourself or anyone else. When your mind fails you, well, you're going to become a dependent for someone else. And most likely, it'd probably be the state. And if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what have you really benefited from? So what I'm trying to say with that saying, you have to have balance. Make sure whatever you do in life, strive hard, strive, play hard, work hard, but have balance. Have work-life balance. And make sure that you give your attention to all your loved ones, because you never know when they won't be here. Hey, again, my name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast. It's been a blessing to actually speak with you today. I hope you take what I spoke about today and with a grain of salt and just, you know, move forward with that idea of embracing failure, because, you know, failure is just a process of life. It's just like when you take a breath. It's just like you get up in the morning. It's failure. Let me fail at something today. Have that attitude. Hey, again, have a great day. I'll see you soon.